Obviously, they compete right down to the end, and they found a way to win the game. They made the plays that they had to make to win the football game, did a nice job. To my guys, I feel the same way. I feel the same way about the Ravens. I thought the Ravens fought, competed. It was a chaotic game out there, and it didn't go our way at the end. But I'm proud of our guys. I like the way we competed, and I think we'll be just fine coming out of this game going forward. They played a lot of man coverage, and they were keeping our guys on the line of scrimmage and beyond pretty well. That's what I'd say. They had 8 guys in the box most of the time to stop the run. They did a nice job with that. Well, I thought James did a good job. You know, I thought he played pretty well. Of course, Bernard, you know, it's always missing a guy like that. It's going to be a factor. Looks like a rib contusion, so it's not going to be something that's going to be serious, but it's very painful right now for him.
You said that it was a chaotic game.
I thought it was a physical game. You know, I thought our guys brought it real well, and they did the same. You know, it was a physical game. I did not get a good look at it. What did you guys think? Right. There was a lot of contact the whole game. I know that. You know, so. I don't really understand the question. Anything specific that you want to talk about? I mean, obviously we gave up more than we scored. That's not what we want to do. You know, we want to give up less than we score. That's the idea. And it's team football. You know, it's how we look at it. All three phases. You know, if you score 23, you give up 22. If you give up 24, you score 25. So I'm disappointed in all three phases because we weren't able to find a way to win in that sense. But, you know, tough football game. I saw it on the one side. You know, the challenge for us right now is figuring out what constitutes what. You know, what constitutes illegal contact? What constitutes pass interference? You know, I'm not sure right now.
The last play looked like Joe held his arms out like somebody was up there too. It's hard for my angle to see, but was that what you saw too?
I saw a lot of that. I thought he was great. Yeah, thanks for asking. Three field goals, all tough ones. Kicked off great. Yeah, he kicked great. You know, he did a nice job.
John, when you rest two offensive plays, do you think about running the ball?
Well, we ran the ball. We ran the ball a lot in the second half. Are you talking specifically about a situation?
The last two plays of the game, offensive plays.
The last two plays of the game. We thought about running the ball. Yeah, but we thought we had some good calls. I think that's fair. You know, I think that's fair. You could have called a draw or something there, but you know, they're bringing some heat, and they were hugging the backs too. You know what I mean? Mike was man coverage, so it would have been hit or miss. We tried some draws, we tried some traps, and even in some passing situations, some second longs, and you know, we really weren't hitting that stuff either. So, but I think it's a fair thing to talk about.
John, you called the game chaotic. Did that apply to the officiating
too? Yes. Yes.
Any other thoughts on the officiating?
No, not that I'm allowed to talk about.
You know, it's, were you thinking about all fair catching and free kicking at the, you know, as when they kicked out of the end zone with only 8-9 seconds left?
That was what we were looking to do there. If we had a short kick that Jacoby could have gotten to, we were going to fair catch, free kick it. That was the plan. A long one he was going to return. He kicked one he couldn't get to, and he ended up playing it really well off the bounce and got a few more yards. So, you know, I was really pleased with the way that sequence went at the end of the half, but that is exactly, Stan, what we were thinking about doing there.
You didn't use your timeouts at the end because you thought that would be advantage to
them. Well, I just thought we were going to – I thought it was a short enough gain on third down where we had a chance to get up there and call a play real quick and get him off balance and get him scrambling a little bit. Could have called the timeout there to get a play in. Just felt like we were going to – and then I didn't want to call it with the clock stop, and Joe had a play that we liked. So, you know, if you take him into the tunnel, you're not very happy about that. And so you could argue that we could have used it maybe to get a better play. But when we've got a better play, we had a play. And they defended it, and we didn't get it done. So I guess you can make the argument either way. But I felt like we were going to need at least one for the field goal. And I felt like with a short gain like that, I didn't want to use it. In case we got a chunk play down the field, maybe we could use it. But that's a fair argument.
After the strip sack by Cole, how do you think the offensive line held up against their speed rushers?
I thought we did okay. You know, there were a couple things in there. It was also, I think we had one where they made us miss inside, too, where they hit Joe. Joe got hit a few more times, and we're going to want him to get hit. But that's a pretty good pass rush team. So I thought we did okay with that, just from watching on the sideline. Not me watch the tape and feel differently about it, so we'll see.